Revelation 1:8 says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. To understand the power of Bible prophecy, we need to understand what is called the omniscience of God. It looks like omniscience, but is pronounced omniscience. The word science means basically knowledge, and the prefix omni means complete, universal, all-encompassing. So God's knowledge is all-encompassing. But even that doesn't really do justice to what we are told about God's knowledge, which is limitless, His knowledge is eternal and complete, His knowledge is inerrant, infallible, and timeless. And once we understand God's omniscience, only then can we understand how it is that God knows the future. God's knowledge of the future, though, is only future to us created beings, and is future relative to the time in which we exist. For example, the flood of Noah was in the future to Adam, but is in the past to us. The crucifixion of Jesus Christ was in the future to all Old Testament saints and sinners, but it is in the past to us. The rapture of the church, on the other hand, is future to us, but it will be a past event to all who live through the Great Tribulation and Millennium, and so forth. So we then understand that the only way for God to know the future is because He is in the future and sees the future. But how? Well, God is timeless. As Jesus says of Himself in Revelation 1:8, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. And that is why Revelation 19:10 says, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. He is without beginning or ending. What is past to us and future to us is a constant present to the God of the Bible, who exists outside of time. Time is something that He created on the first day of creation, or creation week, and He is not subject to time, but stands outside of time. The first day of creation is recorded in Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, and verse 5 ends by saying, And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. That is the first day where time was recorded in all of creation and all of history. Before that, things existed and simply were. There was no established length for a day or any other known measure of time. Why? Because there was no need for such a measurement. God is eternal, and there is nothing but eternal day in heaven. But in this time span that we can call the history of creation, since the time of the creation and the fall to this present day, God placed that creation in a place that He created, and we call that place the universe. And this place in the created universe measures time as God established it on the first day of creation. Time is created by God and is limited with a beginning in the past, the moment we now live in as the present, and then the future that will come to an end at some point. And He sees all from the first moment to the last and all points in between. And He tells us that He will prophesy of things before they happen, as Jesus said in John 14:29, And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it come to pass, you might believe. Believe what? Believe that God is who He says He is. When we see that God's predictions of past Bible prophecy have been fulfilled without a single failure or flaw, and God's prophecies about the future are coming to pass right before our very eyes, then our faith in our Creator God, who is the God of the Bible, is confirmed. God never fails, not in Bible prophecy, not in His own plan, and God will not fail to save all who will come to Him by faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, for eternal life, just as He promised, because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, and Jesus never fails.